Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. I am your host and your spiritual awakening mentor. Today is Sunday, and it is June the 12th, 2016. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness and or to promote your life's purpose and business in the healing arts, or to share your wellness products and services, I would love to speak with you. My email is Lotus, L-O-T-U-S, Life, L-I-F-E, the number 8 at yahoo.com. The topic of today's show is Manifest Your Desires with Feng Shui. Our special guest is Christina Dukes. Her website is www.christinadukes.com. Christina is a success manifestation coach and a catalyst of our generation, inspiring both women and men to fully believe in their potential and spiritual calling. Christina works with creative entrepreneurs, professionals, aligning them with processes that generate profit. As a coach, consultant, motivational speaker, and aspiring author, Christina strives to influence her generation through a process called Create, Engage, and Inspire. Christina is a returning guest on The Awakening with Katina Love, so feel free to go back and listen to our previous shows on called Create Your Success and Abundance Mindset. We did 4 shows. Christina, thank you so much for being a guest today. How are you?
Hey there. Thank you so much for having me. Let me know if you can hear me okay.
Yes, but just can you turn your volume up just a little bit?
Sure. Okay, how was that?
Awesome. I know you're traveling, so
yes.
I'm glad you were able to make it on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I know you're a busy, busy woman.
I know, right? thank you for having me on the show again. I mean, I really, really appreciate it. So thank you very much. I'm really excited about today's show because we've kind of covered abundance, how to attract that. And today we're actually going to deal with something called Feng Shui. And so I think that's how you found me, was through one of my infamous videos called How to Manifest Money Instantly and Feng Shui in Your Wallet. And everyone is like, what the heck is Feng Shui?
So, right. I'm still dealing with how to pronounce that. Feng Shui. It takes some practice.
Feng Shui. Feng Shui, darling. Feng Shui.
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui. Yes.
Okay.
You can hear me a bit better here now.
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, so let's kind of jump into, and we're going to kind of, you know, we have about 30 minutes, so we're going to try to get as depth into Feng Shui as we possibly can. But the basis of Feng Shui is consciously or unconsciously, we're sort of all using it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So take, for example, right, like I get a number of people, especially from YouTube, that are asking me about manifesting money. And can I tell you the honest to God truth? When I started my business, it really, you know, although I was a law of attraction teacher, it wasn't necessarily what I wanted to teach. I wanted to focus more on business owners, coaches, helping them really build their brands and build their business. But when the people speak, you sort of have to listen.
Right.
What I found was that everyone wanted to know about manifesting money and how does that work and how can they, you know, create more wealth and, you know, they're having, you know, maybe money problems or different things. And so, you know, I feel the need to really kind of help people through that path of understanding what are some of the things that they can do to set themselves up. Now, the basic Feng Shui is just really how to place things in your environment to promote success, how to organize your environment to promote success. So like I just said, whether you're consciously or unconsciously using it, you are using it. Now, a number of people that I actually get from maybe YouTube or just general people that I know, and then you can tell me if you've ever noticed this. So if you do you know someone with a super messy purse?
Yes.
Have you ever met someone with a super messy purse and they're sort of all over the place, and then you go out with them and they can't find their wallet and they can't find this, and like, oh my God, where did I put that money? And they're so they're all over, they're just all over the place. That's feng shui. You're just using it in an unconscious way, in the wrong way. Okay.
Right.
You ever met someone with a super messy room? Or the house is super messy, and generally what happens is their finances are all over the place. And I'm not saying that because your house is clean, it doesn't mean that your finances aren't all over the place. But generally people that have very messy houses, and I'm going to give you some simple cures on how to fix it, because Christina's not a very neat person either, but I'm going to give you some tips and tools that I use and resources that I use to help me get it together, because generally as creative people, we are generally pretty messy, you know, in our minds. We're coming up with so many different ideas and concepts that maybe cleaning is just not your thing. And I think that you really have to have a heart-to-heart with yourself about some of these things. So generally, what it just basically means is if your house is messy, your car is messy, your wallet is messy, your purse is messy, all, you know, you can't ever find anything, that's generally bad feng shui. Okay, it's not a really good way to promote anything and good into your life. Generally, it creates more chaos. So there's a saying that I have that says, "Chaos and clarity creates cash." So when we're thinking about feng shui, it's really just the placement and organization of things within our environment. Okay. Now, if you want to see perfect feng shui, it may not be 100% perfect, but something that you can do is go into an Asian nail shop. Okay. And every Asian nail shop that you'll go into, they generally have some kind of feng shui altar set up. Okay. That is the organization for their environment. And I have never seen a nail shop close yet. So they've got something right. Okay. Can you hear me okay? Hello?
My apologies. Christina, are you still there? Okay, let me see if I can reconnect Christina Dukes. One moment. Hey, Christina.
Yeah, the line went completely blank. I don't know what happened there.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, we're talking, you know where we left off?
Yep.
Okay.
So when I was talking about feng shui, it's really just, and I was bringing up an example of like nail shops. Like they use feng shui in a lot of Asian-owned businesses. So you'll see like generally a plant or some symbolism or different things like that. Now, I'm not telling you to go and change your religion, but what I'm saying is be open-minded to what other people are using to attract success into their lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never really seen a nail shop or a cleaner's anything like Asian-owned establishment closing down. They generally thrive and they generally do really well because they are using feng shui in their environment. So I want you to be conscious next time you're going to get that mani and pedi or you're going to drop off your things to the dry cleaners, I want you to be observant of the environment, and you'll be able to see a few of the feng shui principles that they use. Now, are feng shui objects and different things the same for everyone? No, they're not. Okay, so let's get down to the basics. So it really just has to do with your personal energy flow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a lot of, so like Asians maybe use things like little lucky Buddhas or different things like that. Now, do those things work? I mean, yes or no? I mean, I think it's really up to the individual person. What I'm more concerned about in the feng shui is the organization of your desk and your environment and where you live. So certain things, like, for example, that are generally bad feng shui are, like, having a TV in your bedroom is generally not good feng shui. Because the bedroom is supposed to be a relaxing environment. It's a place where you're supposed to disconnect from electronics.
Right.
It's a place where you're supposed to, you know, because you got to realize even when your electronics are off, they're giving off I don't want to call it like electromagnetic. They're giving off electromagnetic fields, and
right.
that can affect you as an individual. So remember that in feng shui, you are really in one with everything operating within the universe. So even you and I are connected, Katina. We're
right.
you know, we're spiritually connected. You know, you're connected with every object, everything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And
absolutely.
So when you think about it, like little things, like in your bedroom, you know, you shouldn't have a TV. It's generally advised not to have mirrors in the bedroom.
Okay.
If you do, it's a good idea to cover them up. Also,
okay.
keep your closet very organized in your bedrooms. Remember that you should feel a sense of happiness within your home, within your business, in your car.
Right.
So if everything is super disorganized and messy, it generally makes us feel very overwhelmed, which rolls over into other areas of our life. Some
right.
other things in your house that you can do is that generally your bed should not be facing a door.
Okay.
It's supposed to, like, really suck a lot of energy out of you. The other kind of cool thing is make sure, like, a mirror doesn't face your bed.
Mm-hmm.
What they believe in feng shui is that, and I won't say like I attest to this, but generally if people are in partnerships and there's a mirror that directly faces their bed, I'm
uh-huh.
not saying off to the side, but it's directly facing it in front of their bed, generally they have a lot of marriage problems. And I can definitely say that I've been in a few people's bedrooms
uh-huh.
that have gone through divorces, and that dresser or that mirror was right in front of the bed. So,
I wonder why that is.
Well, generally they say, like, when you're sleeping, because, you know, like, we're dealing right now, right, in the
mm-hmm.
physical realm. But
right.
there's also a spiritual realm that is active as well. And
right.
so, you know, like, how they always say, like, crack, like, break a mirror, 7 years, bad luck. I mean, is that true or not? I mean, it's really going to be up to you and what you generally believe.
Right.
But I think that it has to do something when we're sleeping and we're dreaming.
Uh-huh.
There are different things like moving around. So I guess like
right,
portals
right.
for those
energy.
Things.
Oh,
it's
wow.
energy.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
It's energy.
Wow.
It's almost like your energy is getting sucked into these mirrors while you're sleeping. And so cover them up, okay?
Right.
The other thing that's really good feng shui, especially like in your bedrooms and things like that, I mean, like you could put some fresh flowers in your bedroom. You don't want to have like too many plants or anything, but like
uh-huh.
fresh flowers are always a nice touch. And then always make sure like try your best, you know, to make sure your bed is made and things like that. So my little feng shui thing for my house, I mean, I don't want to call it a cure, but I'm not a super neat person, is
mm-hmm.
I have a cleaning person. I
mm-hmm.
think that having someone else to come and clean the environment is so motivating.
Right.
For me personally, when my cleaning lady comes, it helps me get organized. I start cleaning my office. I start getting everything neat and clean because
mm-hmm.
it smells good and it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, like all the dust has gone away and
okay.
everything is
okay.
placed right. And
right.
So invest in yourself in that way if you need to. And if you can't afford a cleaning lady, you know, right now, why don't you save up for one? And treat
right.
yourself once a quarter or twice
right.
a year.
Right,
I'm telling
right.
you, it will make you feel so much better about yourself after they're done cleaning your house, okay?
Wow, that's so cool.
The very basic basis of feng shui is having a very clean house, okay?
Yes.
Secondly, the second thing you can do is, like, in your bathroom. For example, they say that people who don't leave the bathroom door open or leave their toilet seat up generally always have unnecessary expenses that come up.
Say that again.
Leaving your bathroom door open
uh-huh.
and leaving your toilet seat up,
uh-huh.
they find that most people that do that generally have a lot of unexpected things that pull their money energy.
Wonder why that is.
You know what? Because they say like the toilet is like the toilet is for chi energy. It's a place where we release.
Right. Right.
We're supposed to get rid of the waste and the garbage. So generally they say when it's open, and I don't know why this works. You'll have to research it on your own, but I
uh-huh.
keep my toilet seat closed now.
Okay.
I can't say whether they're necessarily effects or not, thought when we're thinking about that energy that's flowing into the toilet sucks a lot of energy into it. So it's best to always close it and keep the lid closed and the bathroom door closed. So then that way you're kind of blocking that energy there, because it's the bathroom is a place for release, and you don't want to release your money. So you're just trying to release the waste and the bad things. But generally speaking, you want to make sure that bathroom door is closed and the toilet lid is always down. And you want to make sure that your bathroom is always clean, okay?
Mm-hmm, right, very important.
Yeah. The other thing that you can do with feng shui, something a really cool fix is you can even buy these at like Lowe's, is go there and get you a jade or a money plant or a bamboo plant and stick that in your living room near the entrance of your house.
The other
thing that's really great feng shui for you, and this is just your house, but you got to think about it, especially if you're working from home or regardless, and I'll give you some pointers of things that you can do in your home office as well. Red is a really great feng shui color. It's really good for conjuring up energy, et cetera. So generally what happens is you want to have a red door, but if you cannot have a red door, because red doors invite prosperity in. Okay?
Wow.
So if you ever go to Asian restaurants, you see they use a ton of red on the walls.
They do.
Yeah, because it's a great source of money energy. Duh.
I love it.
I want you to go to your Chinese restaurant, and I want to go to the nail shop, and I want you I want you to observe all these things I'm telling you. So
wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, red is a great chi color to pull in positive energy into your environment.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure, like, wherever you live, something simple you can do is go out and buy you a brand new welcome mat. Make sure the outside of your house is as clean and neat as you can get it. I understand some of us don't have brand new houses. I don't. But something as simple as buying some red flowers or just different things. Like if you don't have a red door, you can still invite in that good energy. Just make sure the front of your house is clean and that you take good care of it. And buy some red flowers and put them in front of your house. Those are always going to be like important things to draw in really, really, really good energy.
I like
something
that.
Else you can do for your feng shui energy. Like I said, you can buy plants. You can put something red in front of your house if you don't have a red door. You always want to make sure that your house looks appealing from the outside and inviting, because you want to invite wealth into your environment.
Right.
Another thing you can do is, like, you can burn incense as well to calm the energy in your environment. Sage as well is great for clearing the energy in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, feng shui is just about energy. It's about where we're placing things to have energy flow, right?
Right.
And so for me personally, I don't move furniture or I don't buy anything until I check the feng shui on it, right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
what they
cool.
found was that people with their health, right? So let's go into the kitchen. They found that people with their health, that different color fridges, depending on which way the fridge was facing, caused some people to be – some people that did follow feng shui were healthier because they picked the right color fridge and it was facing the right direction, where some people that tended to gain more weight, et cetera, their fridges were just placed in a really bad feng shui area, or it was the wrong fridge color.
Amazing.
Yeah, so you're going to have to look up for yourself, figure out, well, what kind of goes where.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these things, I mean, they're just, I'm not making them up. You should go online and definitely figure it out for yourself. And so when we think about also, so we've covered the bedroom, the bathroom, living room, right? And so other thing is, in your living room, you want to make sure that you can always see who is coming into the house. So your couch should never have its back toward the front door. You should always have a couch positioned where you can see who's coming into the house. Also, that creates good chi energy, so that energy can flow through your house properly, okay? Like I said, also incense are also really good to use to kind of just clear the energy, or sage as well. Something else you can do, especially if you're a person that works from home like I do and you have a home office, is you want to look up online, and this will apply to every area of your house, but you want to look up something called a bagua, and that's spelled B-A-G-U-A. And that's going to give you the directions in your house, okay?
So
that's going to be your feng shui map. So what you're going to want to do is there's an area of your house, okay, that is specifically for wealth, okay?
Wow.
And that's going to be like your northwest corner of your house is really good for wealth. So it'd be great to place like a $100 bill in that area, or place a picture of money, or place your money affirmation there. So whatever symbolizes wealth to you, like a lot of Chinese people or Asian people use like feng shui dolls, or the feng shui dogs. They use a lot of dragons in those areas, monkeys. And so if you even go on Amazon and type in feng shui, like figurines, you'll get like all the stuff that comes up, right? And I know for some people, they're like, oh, well, I'm not a Buddhist, so why am I going to use it? Well, my reality to you is most of the Chinese shops that you're going into, or Asian shops, the nail shops, most of them aren't Buddhist either. Most of them are Christian. They still use these. Yeah, like you'll be very surprised. So they're still using these traditional things because guess what? They work.
Wow.
And the thing is, like, if you really want to invite success into your environment, think about the fact that these people are successful business owners, and this is what they're doing, okay?
Okay,
I want you to honestly take – I mean, we said this before, but I just want you to honestly say to yourself, how many nail salons have you seen closing?
Right. Not many at all. Not many.
No.
I haven't seen any, actually.
I haven't seen any. I see them opening up, right? And I don't know because there's more demand for it.
Right.
And, and I've never seen a Chinese restaurant close either. They're using feng shui up in there somewhere. Trust me.
Wow, that's amazing.
And in a lot of their businesses, if you go into the back of their businesses, they have like prayer rooms and different things like that. They pray for their businesses. So in feng shui, the bottom line is what practices, what processes are you using, not in the physical realm, but more in the spiritual realm to really to get the energy flowing to really attract what you want in your business. That's what feng shui is about.
Wow.
Now, when we talked about our home office and figuring out where our wealth center is, there's a certain place to position your desk that is a position of power, okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so there are just different things you can do in your office, like placing something red on your desk to invite in. Red is a success color, okay?
Wow.
So even driving a red car would be good for you because that would invite more success into your life. And if you want to try it out, buy a different car every year, lease a car or something in different colors and see what happens, moods. And in fact, every organization is using color psychology on every one of you, and it's called branding. If you look at McDonald's or Burger King or Starbucks, they're all using color psychology on you to make you want to buy their products. That's feng shui.
Wow.
Right? It's color psychology. It's the placement of the store. It's visual merchandising. That's called feng shui. And I think you'll be really surprised how many organizations actually have feng shui consultants come in to start their stores. Like
get out of here. Wow.
Yeah, Target uses feng shui consultants to organize their environments, as well as most major department stores like Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of organizations that you visit on a regular are bringing in feng shui consultants to make sure all the desks are placed correctly. Google uses feng shui consultants to build their layout.
Wow.
Amazon uses feng shui consultants to design their layouts of their organizations, and these people are really successful. So what I'm saying is don't dismiss, just explore for yourself, because a lot of organizations and successful people are using it. So I was in luxury real estate and architecture for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you this, you won't believe it, but most very wealthy people are using feng shui in the designs of their homes. You just don't know it.
I love it.
You see it as something like, oh, it's just a really cool coffee table book. But no, they're using feng shui because that's their knowledge area, right?
Mm-hmm,
they figured out, like, where to put certain things. And Yeah, so if you really think about a lot of successful people, I want to make you aware of it so everyone can be successful. You've got to figure out what you need to do. So, you know, like if you've ever seen like a lot of like wealthy people's homes and things like that, like back in the day, they used to have like gargoyles and things, like especially like in Italy and Rome, all over the buildings and stuff. Those were their, that was their like kind of like feng shui dolls were those figurines on top of the buildings. That's what they used them for, was protection back, feng shui, right?
Wow.
A lot of us wear a cross, or we have it in our house. That's feng shui. It's just the, you know, whether it's a symbolism, an object, or a placement of something that you're using to kind of protect or conjure energy, right? Like some of us carry a rabbit's foot. We say it's lucky. That's feng shui, right?
Okay, okay.
So you're already using it. You just really got to be conscious about it so you can manifest what it is that you really want. So what I'm going to suggest for each one of you to do today is first things first, why don't you go into your closet, okay? And if we're all women, we got tons of stuff, okay?
Right, we
do. Why don't you just go in your closet and anything you haven't worn in over a year, and don't think about what one day, no, because, you know, when we, I'm a Christian, but, you know, it says we shouldn't worry about what we're going to eat for tomorrow. Don't think about, I'm going to get in this dress in 10 years, or I'm going to get back in this dress I wore 15 years ago. As Abraham Hicks would say, that was then, and this is now. So if you cannot wear it now, give it to someone who could use it. Now, something I do to keep things consistent for myself is every time I buy something, I give something away because I don't want to create clutter. Because when I had clutter before, guess what? I could never find anything to wear. I never had enough clothes. Like, it just seems like the more we have, the more we recognize what we have. We don't feel like we have enough. Now, if you look at successful people like Steve Jobs, Arianna Huffington, Jeff Bezos, they wear the same things over and over again. And I know you're probably saying, well, why do they wear the same things over and over again? Because what they found with most successful people is that they don't have a ton of clothes, but what they do is they have basics in their closet. And so not that all of their clothes are exactly the same, but they stay within the same kind of color palettes and et cetera to make their life a lot easier. So that's the first thing I'm going to challenge you to do today is get in that closet today, okay? Clear out any shoes you don't wear, anything you haven't worn in over a year, okay? When the opportunity comes and if you have to go to the, to you know, the prince's ball, go buy yourself something, okay?
Go
and treat yourself to something. Get rid of anything right now in your environment that's not helpful. I think we've covered a lot today, but what I want to encourage people to do is if they have more questions on feng shui or, you know, just how it applies to your life, I would definitely encourage you to just get in contact with me via my website at www.christinadukes.com. I also have a YouTube channel, and I'll do more videos about feng shui, but I would highly suggest that you get someone to look at you individually and figure out what's going to work best for you.
That's awesome, Christina. Thank you so much for being a guest today. Can you say real quick like the services you offer?
Sure. I do private coaching, signature packages, as well as individual strategy sessions, and I do consulting with small businesses as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Christina, for being a guest on the show today, and thank you, audience, for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.